This is a short meditation practice entitled, How Well Do You Listen? So the depth of our listening skills can reveal much insightful wisdom about our experience in so many different situations. And I suppose this practice is inspired by something which just came about many years ago as I was driving along a road, and I saw a lochan with a nice sandy beach at the end, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and I just got out of the car and thought I'd just lie on the beach. It was in the middle of nowhere, and I lied on the beach, and for some reason I just decided to notice and to count how many different sounds I could hear. And at first, because it was so quiet, I only really thought I could hear one or two noises, and one was the bees humming and the other was the waves, gently, not waves, but just rippling on the sand. So I laid there and I just breathed, and I noticed that within minutes I could perceive many, many more sounds that had been hitherto hidden from me. Just my placing my awareness on my sense of hearing. And so I counted them and labelled them. And there were many different layers to the sound. Some of the sounds were covering up some of the others. And some of the sounds were man-made and some were natural. And some were very fleeting and some were more repetitive. So I noticed there was different categories of sound. And I began to listen in this way, more like I would commonly listen when I'm playing or teaching music, but applying this level of listening skill to all day long, really. And I discovered a whole wealth and beauty of soundscape that's around us that we don't usually perceive. And so I'm going to lead this, just this short meditation. You can extend it as you wish. So I'll leave it open-ended. So you can do this anywhere. But it's interesting to do it in different situations. So maybe in your house, in your garden, out in the country somewhere, and in different locations, by the sea, by a lake or loch, by a stream in the woodland, on a hilltop, by a road. It doesn't have to be anywhere that we label as pleasant. So just allowing in a relaxed position. Lying is obviously most comfortable for most people, and allows the ears to really tune in. So allowing your eyes to just close naturally, resting very gently together. And just notice how many sounds immediately, say within the first 10 seconds, are coming to you. So imagine that your ears are like satellite dishes, receiving sounds from your environment. Sound is just vibration. It's just energy. So this energy is passing through you and your ears and your eardrums. So perhaps counting how many you are now receiving. And so you don't need to label the sounds, and you don't actually need to like them. So just noticing that quick fire judgment that comes in. What's coming to you is purely a sound. The mind's interpretation of this, your hearing, is what is labeling it or giving it a preference as to whether you like it or not. What comes to you, though, is purely just a sound. Doesn't have any intent to harm or annoy. It just is. The only thing which allows it to harm or annoy or frighten you is the mind's labeling and interpretation of it. It is just a sound, just a set of frequencies, of vibrations. That is all. So allowing the sounds to present themselves to you in their purest form. Noticing any judgment or any labeling of any kind for what it is, and allowing that judgment to pass away. Noticing any tendency to get dragged into stories about why you don't like the sound. What it reminds you of, or what it means to you. And just returning to the purity of it being just a set of vibrations. You have a choice to associate it with something else or some other time, and you have a choice not to. So we allow the sounds to come and go, one after the other. And don't try to search out sounds. Just allow them to find you. And you will notice that your mind wanders away on a train of thought, as inevitably minds do. And so simply return in full awareness and acknowledgement of what has happened, but without judgment, return to the simple joy of listening. And so I invite you to go a little deeper, if you wish, to notice the qualities of these sounds, of these vibrations. So picking one at a time. Noticing the pitch of it. So is it highly pitched? Are the notes, are the sounds you are hearing high? Are they medium or are they low? Or is it a mixture? Do they fluctuate? Noticing the rhythm of the sound. Does it have a fast rhythm? Is it faster than other rhythms of other sounds coming to you? Or is it slower? Or perhaps it has no discernible rhythm. Noticing the amplitude, the loudness of it, and how much it's dominating the soundscape around you, or how relatively to other sounds, subtle it is. Notice whether it's distant or middle or in the foreground of your soundscape. And notice which angle it's coming to you from. From the left, from the right, whether it's all around you, above you, below you. Whether it's quite repetitive or ever changing. Whether it's regular or irregular. Notice that all of these parameters that I'm opening up to you are labels in themselves. It's more accurate in experience to describe things with comparative adjectives rather than fixed adjectives. So is it more irregular or more regular, i.e. than the other sounds? Rather than just it's loud, is it louder than other sounds coming to you in the same space? So notice the use of language being very finite and fixed and putting things in boxes. And notice how your mind is very comfortable with this. But actually, how it's quite an inaccurate representation, linguistically and verbally, of what is actually coming to you. Notice the quality of the sounds, the articulation. Are there sudden attacks of sound? Or are there more broader, low-level sounds? Are the sounds quite stabby or tip-tappy or constant, joined together? How are the sounds pronounced by whatever is producing it? Short notes, long notes, joined together notes. And finally, can you lay back from the front of your experiencing body, allowing the face to be soft, and for all awareness in the face to drain away, and to allow this vast symphony of sound to simply wash through you. Just regarding it as a curious combination of vibration, of energy. And notice how this energy affects you, moves you, makes you make decisions. How it makes you feel on an emotional level. How allowing it all just to flow through, letting go of labels and of likes and dislikes. How this allows us to be accepting and to come to rest with the totality of our experience. Allowing it all just to freely pass through us. Once the labels are allowed to fall away. And so I leave you now to do this for as many sounds as you wish. And I wish you a pleasant experience.